Welcome to the Stewards of Stoke podcast, an adventure podcast that gets you stoked for the outdoors through stories, interviews with athletes, and industry professionals. Sit back, grab a hazy, and join Matt and Braven for this episode of Stewards of Stoke.
What is up, guys, and welcome to another episode of the Stewards of Stoke podcast. I am one of your hosts, Matt.
And Braven.
Let's go. So this episode's just Braven and I. We're gonna kind of recap things from everything Sedona Mountain Bike Fest and Sedona in general.
Yeah, feels a little lonely here without Tim and Randy and Joanna.
Yeah, that was from today. That was two pretty solid episodes, I feel like, for sure.
Yeah, I learned a lot about my riding, a lot about Sedona, just a lot about what's going on in the community here and the events, and just got a little 411 on what's going on here in Sedona and all the people involved in making these great trails happen.
Hell yeah. So I dragged Braven out of bed on Thursday morning for an early start. We left Colorado Springs at 4 a.m. I was trying to get him to leave at 3 a.m., but we negotiated 4 a.m.
It wasn't going to give me enough rest to be able to have good riding ability.
Yeah, which, so we got into Sedona at about 2 p.m.-ish or so.
Just in time for the snow and the rain to start falling on us, get changed.
Literally brought our shit inside our Airbnb, gear up, ready to go. Just rip some trails kind of around here real quick and literally got into the parking lot and it started a downpour, which fast turned into rain.
Well, when
turned into snow.
When you get appetized by these big, giant buttes and rock structures and you think, oh my gosh, there's got to be just a wicked trail sitting there and around every corner there's going to be something cool and you just can't wait to get out on it. And then here comes the rain, here comes the snow.
Yeah. We did still make the most of it, though. We stopped at Bike and Bean and got some coffee on our way in just because we were struggling a little bit. Mostly because you were trying to control the car in the insane wind that we had.
Yeah, we had no shortage of entertainment watching those semis go back and forth, swaying in the wind, man.
I was cringing every time we'd pass one.
Oh, and your wife really would have been cringing.
Oh, yeah, we would have had to pull over. what did we do? We went to Sedona Beer Company, had some hazies there, tried all the hazies. What was the favorite?
Oh, what was that? It was, that's going to bother me now. I don't know what that one was, but I know that currently we're drinking some liquid haze hazy.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I got to think about what that beer was because it was really good.
Yeah, it was really good. This one, our liquid haze we're drinking right now, is from Mudshark Brewery, which is, I think, Northwest Arizona.
Maybe. Tastes good, though. I do know that.
Yeah, it's pretty good. After that, went to Redwall Distillery for the vendor party.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Redwall.
Met good old Billy Hollywood himself.
Billy Hollywood, if you're listening, man, you are the man of Sedona.
Oh, yeah.
You were the first kind soul we met. We met many kind souls down here. But
for sure.
He was our first gateway. He was really a gateway drug into Sedona because he brought a lot of Stoke too.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. He was the hospitality was top notch, especially with everything going on too.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point too, because there was a lot of things going on. The vendor event was happening. Mm-hmm. There were regular customers there as well, and Billy took the time to give us a tour of the facility, show us kind of the process of making whiskey there, and he made sure that we stayed well hydrated while we were there too.
Yeah, I think you actually tried more than I did, which is surprising.
Yeah, you're Mr. Whiskey Church over here, and I was going to Sunday school over the, you know, at Redwall myself. So
yeah, definitely. And then I think we close out the night there.
We
Yeah, we were there until probably like 9, 9:30.
Yeah, you know, which, you know, to you guys sounds pretty early, but we were definitely not shutting down the club. We're two old farts now, and, you know, we had a big day of riding ahead of us, so we did not shut down the party.
No, we definitely shut it down early just to make sure we were good for the next day. Next day, we checked in at good old Sedona Mountain Bike Festival with some okay weather in the morning. It was pretty chilly, but at least wasn't dumping with snow yet.
Yeah, it wasn't dumping with snow, but, you know, the bad weather was there. It was brewing, storm a brewing, and waiting in line there, the stoke was getting high. And we even had a nice blessing at the beginning with a little bit of burning sage.
Yeah, we got the sage dance.
You know, I thought it was going to bring good luck, but I think it just brought the snow.
Yeah, it definitely just brought I think it was the snow dance more than anything. Yeah, we jumped on the Colorado Kid and the Just the Maker group ride, which is pretty cool. We rode Soldier's Pass Road, which is kind of like a pretty good service road. Did some good old, what did you call it? Cliff drops? Not cliff drops, but...
Yeah, some good 2 to 3 foot drops.
Yeah.
Let's definitely say it's closer to 3, make ourselves feel a little bit better.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was, I think, a good like intro ride to Arizona.
Well, it was a good intro. It was, what was the name of the trail? Adobe Jack?
Yeah, we did. It was a bunch of shit. Adobe Jack, Soldier's Pass.
Bunch of combinations. And first group ride ever, like official group ride.
That's the first group ride I've ever done.
I'm kind of tagged in on group rides from Trails End over at Red Rocks, but other than that, I've, you know, never signed up to be a part of a group, and it was a different dynamic than riding just you and I, or just riding with you know, friends or something. Being in that large of a group, traveling through a trail system it's tricky.
Yeah, it was definitely an interesting, like, what am I trying to say? An interesting, I guess, dynamic. Like, you had people kind of that you could tell didn't really know how to ride, which I'm not bashing on them, because it's props to them for like getting out there, getting demo bikes, and getting it. But it was like there's probably what, 50 people at least.
At least 50 group people. Ride.
Yeah, and everybody's kind of fighting each other up some of the sections there, and you're a little bit of waiting, but it wasn't too crazy.
Yeah, it kind of bottleneck a little bit when you get into those steeper technical sections. And being somebody who's never been on a group ride, let alone a group ride at a mountain bike festival, I really thought, like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm going to be the worst rider here, the least capable rider, whatever you want to call it. And once again, not bashing on anybody. You know, I think just any skill level of anybody getting out and trying their best is cool. But I definitely felt more comfortable once I realized that all this practice and all this time on a bike's really starting to pay off, and I don't feel like I'm lacking as many skills.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely, like, I feel like it was, I guess, advertised as intermediate ride, which I feel like it was, like, people were there from, like I said, kind of probably they've been on a bike a few times, to people who ride every day, which, what was his name, Will?
Will.
Yeah, shout out to Will that was leading the ride, because he definitely knew where he was going.
Well, where there's a will, there's a way. I think I've said that a couple times now. It's been a little catchphrase now.
Yeah, we checked out a Devil's Sinkhole. Punch Bowl, Sinkhole.
Devil's Sinkhole, Devil's Punch Bowl, whatever you want to call it.
It was pretty cool.
It was beautiful. Oh my gosh, just... And picking imaginary lines through that, like it was even possible to ride, you know, Red Bull Rampage style.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know if those dudes would attempt that.
Yeah, I wouldn't put anything past them.
It was nuts. Just like, I feel like the confidence that we got just from that quick ride alone, for sure. Just some of the features, some of the little rock sections, and I feel like we both did pretty solid.
Yeah, we did really well. And I think that the other element to that too is not only with the features and the drops, but it was being pushed at a higher pace because either you've got somebody behind you or you're trying to keep up with somebody in front of you. So it started to kind of push your pace a little bit too and kind of get you into that speed and loose zone.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we got done with that ride. We went and valeted our bicycles, which personally I think is like one of the coolest parts of Sedona Mountain Bike Fest. Like, it's literally like valeting a car, and it definitely saves on space when you're trying to walk around with everybody in the festival and bumping bikes and all sorts of shit.
Sure makes it easy to grab free shit when they're throwing it at you when you don't have to hold a bike up.
Yeah, very true. Yeah, and then walked around there, kind of chatted with some people, saw some local Colorado Springs brands, Twisted Spoke, CBD, and then Epic Adventures. Checked in, said hi to them. And then we actually went and met Emma Ross, who she is the owner of All Over Apparel, which I think is one of our new favorite brands.
Love it all over. I love it all over my body. That's how I like to wear that stuff. it's just great feeling overalls.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I loved mine enough. They kept my tushy dry. Kept me out on the trail this morning when it was horribly wet and cold. Mm-hmm. And I loved them so much, and I think you loved them enough that you had to go buy a pair, too.
Yeah, I was... I know it was obviously a whole day, but regretted not buying them when you got them, because they definitely would have helped me in this morning's ride. But literally, like, some of the most comfortable piece of clothing I think I've snagged in a long time. And it's super cool, just like the adjustability, all the pockets and stuff. Like, you can wear them with a flannel. I've been wearing them with my all-over sweater or pullover, whatever you want to call it. That's also very comfortable. We attempted to record an episode with her, and then literally, like, the blizzard rolled in, and it got so cold that all of our podcast recording stuff started shutting off. And we kind of had to call it a day. So
it was time to go home at that point in time. Yeah, the snowflakes were starting to accumulate.
Yeah, it dropped probably at least an inch or two just while we were sitting there.
Yeah, and all the roads closed down around us.
Yeah. Literally, there was no leaving Sedona.
No, you were stuck there. It was a Hotel California-esque story.
Yeah, it was a pretty got pretty cold, pretty wet.
What color all over bibs you got?
What color what?
Oh, what color?
Same as you. I don't know what.
What would you call that color? Is it ink?
It's kind of like a dark blue gray.
Yeah. Cool color though.
Yeah,
that's a super cool color. Got some tan ones, you'd say. I'm colorblind, so colors don't come easy to me.
I have to translate his colorblindness sometimes.
But they're releasing some green ones pretty soon too in April.
So
be on the lookout.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna attempt to re-record that episode. And they're actually a Colorado brand. So they're out of Golden, which is a couple hours away from us. So we'd like to head up there and shred with them and then record that episode after.
Yeah, Harry Man. We're gonna be going. Not Harry Man, like, yeah, you got a lot of hair. Yeah. Harry, if you're listening, man, we are going boarding.
Harry is Emma's husband.
Yes. Who was
being an amazing husband, and they're supporting his wife in her brand. So it was pretty legit. Yep, and then close the day out with some Gerardo's pizza. Yeah, so good.
If you think you're going to go to Gerardo's and get ranch, you are wrong.
So if you don't, here's a pro tip about pizza So pizza's my jam, first of all. And if you go to a place and you want to see, you want to know like how authentic of a pizza place they are. And I'm not talking about like takeout pizza, which they do takeout, but like this is like bougie pizza. Ask the person for ranch, and based on their answer, will tell you what kind of pizza place they are. They're a bougie one. They'll look at you like our server did, look at you crazy, and be like, we don't have ranch here.
And tell you that the owner will kick you out if you try to get ranch. So don't even smuggle that stuff in your pocket.
And he totally, not gonna work. He totally called me out too on the way out.
Well, and your tip on figuring out if a pizza place is good, I think just in general, you know, when you look into a parking lot and there's not a spot open, yeah, and you no, have to make your own parking spot, that it's going to be a dang good place.
Yeah, which we totally did.
And it was only reiterated with the fact that when this lady walked out the door, she said it was worth the wait.
Yeah.
And people were shaking the owner's hand on the way out. It was a very good pizza.
Yeah.
Worth the price, worth the wait.
Yeah.
You're in Sedona, stop into Gerardo's.
Yeah, you definitely need to stop there for sure. And also shout out to Muck Off at the festival. Also one of equally as important and cool as having bike valet. They had the wash station. And I think the owner of Muck Off himself was there just spraying down bikes. You could bring in your bike for free. They appreciated a tip, which I think went to Sedona Mountain Bike School or something.
Yeah, it was maybe for the clubs at the schools, yeah. But they definitely support youths getting into mountain biking and kind of facilitating that journey for kids. So any tips were more than welcome.
Yeah, it was super cool. And it was obviously, like we've mentioned, the weather was, I don't want to say horrible. Friday afternoon into night was pretty bad. And then this morning was definitely a winter wonderland, but they were definitely appreciated because we did not want to bring our nasty ass muddy crazy red bikes into our Airbnb and get everything just covered.
Well, not to mention the fact that after our ride on Saturday morning, it was making my bike sound like a chainsaw going uphill. The gears were grinding. Oh, yeah. It was nasty, ugly, but Muck Off, they helped us out there, got us back on the trail.
I think it was, that's probably the muddiest I've ever been.
I've wrestled pigs at the county fair. I've gotten pretty muddy, my friend.
Tell me you're from Indiana without telling me you're from Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Love my corn and pig wrestling.
That's awesome. And shout out to 510 also, because I was eyeing some, what are they called, Freeride Pro boas?
Freeride Pro, yeah, and you went with the boas.
And the boas. And I was eyeing those before we even got to the festival. That was my one thing that I wanted to make sure. So appreciate 510 on the hookup on some new riding shoes, because they are legit.
Came through with the hookup, super personable, super friendly in line at the entrance. Came through with the hookup, had some good options for colors there, black and white.
Black and white, and black of course and white, I'm in Sedona, so I had to go with white. And you know,
ooh, just get them christened, those shoes here in Sedona.
They are definitely christened with that red dirt.
Yeah, but also, you know, these guys are checking in throughout the festival. You're passing the same 510 workers there and those ambassadors, and they were checking in to make sure the shoes were working for you.
Yeah, they were legit for sure. And despite the weather, like Sedona Mountain Bike Festival was definitely a bucket list mountain bike festival to come to. It kind of summed up Friday after pizza and beer. Saturday we got up early, we were checking updates for the festival. And saw based on weather that they kind of pushed it back until noon for pretty much anything, and there were no demo bikes or nothing going out at all, which we found out real quick why they pushed it back.
It was sloppy. All those demo bikes would have used up all the bike wash materials at Muckoff. It would have been a mess for everybody. So,
yeah.
Plus, it left the trails wide open for us. Mm-hmm. So, thanks for that.
Yeah, we went up and we rode the Chuck Wagon area, which is up near Devil's Bridge. And then we decided to have the bright idea of doing a little hike-a-bike up to the Devil's Bridge. And they got pretty sketchy real quick.
Bikes on shoulders. We're slipping. We're wearing biking shoes, so no traction at all.
Yeah.
I'm looking down, watching Matt carry his bike above his shoulder, down these slippery, icy stairs. Yeah. There's people standing around watching. There's people taking photos of him. It's just a whole spectacle. And yeah. I'm thinking, okay, well, now I got to get down this. And I'm like, I don't know if I can. So we made it down. No scratches. I was going to say,
we actually crushed it on getting our shit down.
Any other circumstance, if I were around home and I were doing that hike and just hiking without a bike, and I didn't have micro spikes, I would have probably cried. So
yeah, but let's you know, you're only in Arizona once, so let's do some slippery ass shoes and, you know, some sketchy ass hiking conditions, which I will give props though. Like, even hiking all that in mountain bike shoes, like, it was fine. Like, my feet were fine. They're obviously wet because every part of my body was wet.
Shout out to 510, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Hiking/biking shoes.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and then we just kind of went and hung out at the festival for a couple hours. Braven did some good old track stands. Woo-hoo. Is that what they're called?
Yeah, track stands. I think I got, second place probably?
Yeah, I mean, the dude that got first was, on a whole different world of track standing.
Yeah, he was riding without his hands, and he was a crazy man.
Yeah, it was pretty legit, though. You did good, I'm proud of you. Way to represent.
And I was riding on a borrowed bike, too.
Yeah, we valeted our personal bikes, so they luckily had a...
Wasn't I on a Santa Cruz Mega Tower?
I think so. Yeah, it was pretty nice.
It was a really nice bike. Was I used to it? No, but no. Did I think about riding off with it?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
No, it was a really nice bike, though. So thanks to those guys over there for loaning that out to me.
Yeah, definitely. And then we both participated in one of the track stands with one of the trial bikes. And I think that was at the Ibis tent. Is that how you say it? Ibis?
Yeah, Ibis.
Ibis, yeah.
I think that's where it was.
Yeah, it was at the Ibis tent. And let me tell you, that is a whole different beast on a trial bike.
Loose pedals, loose brakes, and overall just loose morals over there. So it was a day of being loose on that trial bike.
Yeah.
And there were the older guys.
Oh, yeah.
They were the ones crushing it.
Yeah.
Man, those guys were getting out there. It's like, it seems like the kind of bike that was in their era, you know, was probably the cool thing to be doing at that time. And I think a lot of those guys spent a lot of time on those trial bikes, and it was just their moment to shine. And it was fun watching those guys out there just crushing it.
Yeah, it was definitely those classic, black and white, old time pictures of people riding bikes. Like, that's who was kicking everybody's ass on that, for sure.
Weren't they saying that bike had been featured on the Letterman show?
Yeah, it was one of those talk shows. Like, the bike itself had some pretty crazy stories, and I think was the owner's OG bike, or something like that.
Might be. Cool bike nonetheless.
Yeah. So hung out at the festival for a little bit. And then went and met up at Bike and Bean with Joanna Yates. She's a local mountain bike coach here to Sedona, but also pretty much travels North America / the world to do her coaching, and that was a pretty solid interview that'll be coming out probably our next episode here.
Well, and she was just so knowledgeable. She was knowledgeable about the area, knowledgeable about how to teach people, which, you know, kind of in my field and, and where I work, I can appreciate that, where catering to different levels and skill abilities and being able to adapt, that is a crucial thing. Yeah. So shout out to her for her knowledge and just being so kind.
Yeah, and definitely, like, you could tell, like, yes, it is her job, but it's also, like, her passion and, like, her lifestyle, like, just the way that she talked about it, and you could tell, like, she would rather be doing nothing else because she's crushing it at that.
Definitely need to practice, and do not say sorry when you're out there riding, so enjoy yourself. Feel free to take up that space.
Yeah. Yeah, so that episode will probably be dropping in a week and a half or so. We'll see. And then immediately after that, we sat down with Tim, who is the owner of Bike and Bean, and Randy, who is the shop supervisor, I think, or mechanic supervisor or something. Two super cool dudes.
Well, you're forgetting about our third little four-legged guest.
Good old Nubs. Yep. Poor Nubs had to stay home by herself for a little while since Randy got stuck because of our storm on Friday night.
Nubs.
Yeah, good old Nubs. Braven's favorite people of the festival was definitely every dog that he had to stop and give belly scratches to.
Oh, I pet more dogs than I rode bikes. So I definitely enjoyed my four-legged friends at the festival. I got licked on the face. I got dog hair all over my new bibs. I think I got licked in the mouth a couple of times. So I don't know.
Yeah, no, definitely. You definitely.
Not on purpose.
Had fun with the. Had fun with the dogs.
Oh, that sounds wrong, man. That sounds so bad.
Oh, shoot. Anyway. But yeah, shout out to Joanna, Tim, and Randy for having us, or letting us record some epic episodes that'll be dropping soon at good old Bike and Bean. So, and make sure, you know, if you're in Sedona, that you go tell them hi and let them know that we sent you. And that's a pretty cool, it's a coffee shop and a bike shop, and that's the only one I've ever seen. So,
and fantastic coffee. And obviously a lot of great knowledge coming out of there too. Definitely a place if I were in the need to get my bike fixed or tuned up or anything, I would definitely want to take it there. And I think one of the great things about them is, you know, their wide array of bikes that they have available for rent, to purchase, as well as, you know, different brands. So there's definitely going to be a bike there that suits you, whether you're looking to get on something for the weekend or you're looking to take something home. So they definitely have a lot of options for you.
And like Tim says in our episode, like, if you go online, like, there's a lot of options. And I don't want to say it's overwhelming, but if you don't know what you want to rent, like, definitely, like he says, call the shop. You'll talk to probably him or potentially Randy. And they'll pretty much tell you exactly what you need. And you can book it there through them on the phone.
Well, I also think, you know, shopping online or renting online is fine. You want a quick, easy access, but I think you're going to get more information about the bike you want, but you can also pick their brains about what to ride, you know, with different rules around Sedona and West Sedona, as well as just how to link trails together and kind of helping them make that adventure for you. That wealth of knowledge is going to serve you best if you just give them a call.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. Yeah, and then before the sun went down, we got one more quick ride in. We did a couple miles and ripped a big park loop, and then there was some fast single track there, for sure. It was a good time.
got nice and flowy, and watching that sun go down on the Red Rocks was pretty legit. It was a really, really nice way to cap off the riding experience here in Sedona. You know, maybe not those high intensity, high line, high drive, those...
The H trails,
yeah. So definitely not to that intensity, but still enough to scratch the itch and, you know, just get some good flow and go see the sunset. I think that was my favorite part.
Yeah. I think it was based on the riding circumstances throughout the weekend. We definitely, I think got in a lot more than some other people that came out for the festival.
Yeah, we definitely made sure to get out even when the weather was bad because, you know, we being down here, you don't have a lot of opportunity, you know, so you're here for the weekend.
Yeah.
Got to make the riding happen.
Yeah. What would you say your favorite part of specifically the festival was?
Probably the glitter.
Oh, God, the glitter.
No, my favorite part of the festival. I had a lot of fun at the track stand. I think
You were all about the track stand.
I kept talking about it. I was like, I have to get to this. And I was glad I did. I just think fun little friendly competition and just overall fun of that was there. I think the people, everybody was super excited to be there. Everybody was really kind. And I don't think I met a single angry, mean person there.
Yeah, no.
On the trail, at the festival, the vendors, everybody was just so friendly and so open to share ideas and talk and give some beta and some different information. It was just, so the people and the dogs, people and dogs, same thing.
People and the dogs, yeah. Yeah, I would definitely agree with you. It's probably, say the people, I feel like we made a couple of pretty good connections for, just future episodes, future riding buddies.
Ride Reactive. I really enjoyed my time at Redwall with those guys. We've seen them at the festival. They were just a great group of guys all around.
Yeah, definitely. Like we said, like didn't really get the opportunity to ride as much as we wanted to, but we will definitely have to connect with those guys because they were... That whole group was a good time. They were all about the shots.
The shots and the beer. I think they even had a little jump set up over at their tent. And,
yeah.
You know, I wish I would have got to ride that too.
Right. Yeah, they definitely know how to party and have a good time.
They do.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to connect with them for sure. What about overall, just the whole weekend in general?
That's tough to pinpoint.
I feel like we did so many different things.
We did. We had a pretty good array, but I think that just that first ride with Colorado Kid, that was a good ride there. It challenged me as a rider and got me more comfortable with different terrain and definitely left me with some skills that I want to use later on.
Yeah.
And kind of challenge myself when I get back to Colorado. So I think that just... And my favorite part was the riding. So whether it was short loops around the condo here or if it was riding over, you know, with a group, it was just getting on two wheels and enjoying myself and pushing my limits. That was what it was about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What about you? What was your favorite?
I feel like we did so many, like, different things. But, yeah, just getting the opportunity to ride as much as we did and... As I've mentioned, like, just being able to not have really anywhere to be and just like how we were just like, let's go beat the sunset and rip real quick. And yeah.
Feels good to be able to set everything aside for a minute and just go focus on, you know, one hobby and one thing that rejuvenates your soul, then know that when you do get back home, you're going to feel recharged and refreshed for your family and for work and whatever obligations you have waiting for you. But you get to kind of flip that switch just for a moment.
Yeah.
And then you know that when you go back, you're going to feel so much better.
Yeah.
And you have some cool skills to take back and cool friendships and memories and connections and just all the things that, you know, that's what life's about. And biking's a way to get there. And that's what worked for us this weekend.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Anything else?
No. Didn't mean to get too philosophical there, but.
No, that's what, that's why I bugged you so much to get on this podcast, because, you know, you'll always bring that philosophical expression, I'll call it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Buddha Braven.
What did you say? Buddha Braven.
Buddha Braven.
Jesus Christ.
Kind of like that. Yeah. No, I'm not comparing myself to Jesus Christ.
All right. Well, on that note, make sure you follow us on the socials. Subscribe and leave some reviews on whatever platform you listen to.
Only good reviews, though.
Yeah.
If you got bad shit to say, stay away.
I mean, we got Jesus on this podcast, so I don't know why you would have anything bad to say.
Easy, my son. God.
All right. Yeah, shoot us a DM or email us info@ stewardsofstokemedia.com. We'd love to hear comments, stories, questions. And yeah, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. Look forward to speaking with you soon.
Hell yeah. Bye.
Stay stoked.